Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Barry Berman. He's the Chief Executive Officer at Fiennes SA. Barry, a very, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Morning. Great, Howard. Thank you very much for asking.
So the question is this, you know, and I was on my way to Sandton maybe last week, Sunday, and as we came off the off-ramp, we turned, and there was this incredibly well-set-up, sophisticated it was a roadblock, I guess, but it seemed to be all about checking if you're owed any fines. This has become fairly common at the moment. How do we know? How do we even check what is going on here?
Okay, so Howard, the best thing to do in this day and age is actually not to wait for the traffic fine to arrive in the mail, because there's a very good chance that that will never happen.
Mm-hmm.
So our portal, which is fiennessa.co.za, mm-hmm. you can actually input your basic information, and then you can see all the infringements on a nationwide basis that you have outstanding. And then we also send you on a monthly basis a statement of all your fines, so you can see exactly what's going on in real time.
And what happens if you haven't received anything? I mean, surely it is not our responsibility as a citizen to keep checking all over the country to find out if we owe or not.
Well, that is a little bit of a grey area. The onus is on the motorist to make sure that their address is updated on the eNATIS system, which is the National Traffic Information System. But even if your details are correct on the system, the postal service may not actually deliver the infringement to you. So you don't want to leave it to chance. And this is why we have, you know, over a million customers using our portal. You want to be proactive. You don't want to be driving to your holiday destination with the family and get stopped on a late Thursday afternoon before Easter, and then you find to your horror that you have outstanding enforcement orders or warrants out for your arrest. And right. then the traffic officers are well within their rights to take you to the police station, and then you may have to wait until the courts open on the following Tuesday to represent yourself. You just don't want that in your life.
It's just so interesting, because surely we should be – I mean, what are our rights in terms of citizens? It just seems to me to be an inequitable situation that I might not know that there's a, you know, maybe I've got a number of cars that are registered to my name, and I don't know that down in Caledon somebody got a fine and I wasn't aware of it, but now I become the I become a victim of the circumstance.
Look, this is a very big danger in South Africa. It hasn't been a system for a long time. Mm-hmm. And this is why I went to the business about 15 years ago, specifically to solve the problem. Right. Also, what happens is that the municipalities may have different arrangements with different service providers, so the way that they operate may be different. But there are now tools available online. Mm-hmm. And we strongly suggest and urge everyone to rather be proactive, check their traffic fine status on a regular basis, sign up with us, and there are one or two other sites as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the knowledge.
Yeah, and I think that knowledge is important. Are we going to be moving away from the system where any car registered to your name is presumed to be driven by you?
Yes, so there are some changes happening with the new auto system, which we are hoping is going to launch now on the 1st of July. It has been in a kind of test phase only in Johannesburg and Tshwane for the last 12 years. So there are going to be some big changes there. The biggest change is actually going to be for companies, because if you were the proxy or representative of a company fleet, then you are actually held liable to make sure that those fines are settled timeously. Otherwise, you could actually be, you know, taken to court or arrested. So now they're actually linking those fines to what they call a BRN, which is a business registration number. So the company itself will actually then be liable. And what they're doing is they're actually then going to be blocking you for any and all transactions on that eNATIS system. So you won't be able to sell a car, buy a car, license your, you know, your vehicle, renew your driver's license. So that is one very good change that is happening. But it's a big responsibility if you are a proxy of a company. Sometimes you don't even know that you're the proxy. You don't even, you know, you've been with the company for years. You signed a form many years ago. You are listed on that Enator system as the proxy, and then you can get some big surprises along the way.
Very, very concerning indeed. And I have to say, I find it so strange that we still work on the system, and it really does need to change. Let's hope you're right and that it is going to start changing soon. The address of your website?
Finesa.co.za. And I would strongly urge everybody just to input their basic information there, and then we will keep you updated and informed.
Well, just to tell you how easy it was to do that, whilst I was chatting to Barry, I just went online and did exactly that. It took really a matter of seconds. And then you get an email saying, thanks for registering. Then we'll send you the information. So it'll be interesting to see. Barry Berman, Chief Executive Officer at Fines SA. Thank you for chatting to us.